This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry today, and we thank you for joining us. We begin this hour in and around Africa in some of the poorest countries in the region. New reports warn that famine is taking hold in several countries. Those include Somalia, Yemen, South Sudan, parts of Nigeria, and Kenya. Now, many of those countries are at war. Those wars cripple economies, and they make it hard to produce and distribute food. They also entangle aid efforts because warring factions often use food crises for leverage. At the same time, though, crippling drought has returned to the region, and it's an awful reminder of how things were just a few years ago. Famine tore through Somalia in 2010, killed up to 300,000 people at that time. Then, just last week, 110 Somalis, mostly women and children, died of starvation within one two-day period. The United Nations has a very specific definition of famine, but by the time it's declared, people are already dying in large numbers in most cases. The UN says that more than 20 million people are now facing or at risk of famine, creating one of the most urgent humanitarian periods since the UN was created after the Second World War. Mohamed Al-Assadi is communications specialist for UNICEF Yemen, and he says from Sana'a that the daily reality there is desperate.
Being a Yemeni and walking in the street of Sana'a, I can just clearly see layers of suffering in the eyes of people. People are desperate, people are hopeless, and they are afraid of tomorrow. They are afraid to see another day of suffering or to see their children dying out of hunger.
Kieran Donnelly is Senior Vice President for International Programs at the International Rescue Committee, and he joins me now in the studio. Kieran, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Yemen, and we unfortunately have to talk about several other countries as well. Is famine in Yemen really just a function of that civil war that's been grinding for so many years?
Famine in Yemen is a function of three things, and this is common across a number of countries in Africa right now. It's a combination of drought and declining agricultural production, economic decline and even collapse in the Yemeni situation, and the effects of the conflict on the civilian population, on the delivery infrastructure for aid, and on the economy itself.
In the context of the war that we've been reporting so much on this show and elsewhere, what are the prospects for intervention or aid in a place like Yemen, where warring factions are at it on a daily basis?
Well, it's extremely difficult to deliver aid under those circumstances. The IRC is on the ground in Yemen and across Africa responding to the current food insecurity crisis. We work heavily through local staff, but when you're dealing with warring factions, when you're dealing with moving front lines, when you're dealing with indiscriminate attacks from the air, it's very dangerous to be able to deliver aid. The longer the famine situations, food insecurity continue, the more those numbers increase, the harder it becomes to deliver, and it becomes a vicious cycle, which is only going to see more and more people continue to suffer and driven into famine conditions without an urgent upscale in the humanitarian intervention.
This vicious cycle that you mentioned is also at work in South Sudan. Now, this is a country that's been in front of the world's eyes for many, many years, is now on the brink of famine once again. Can you describe conditions there at the moment?
South Sudan is squarely in the focus of our emergency response efforts at the IRC at the moment. There are 5 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. 3.8 million of those are food insecurity. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a formal declaration of famine in a number of counties in South Sudan. That means in those areas, 30% of children under 5 years of age are suffering from severe and acute malnutrition.
And we should drill down on that a little bit, because famine is a term that might not be well understood by a lot of people. It actually has a very specific definition. It doesn't just mean hunger.
That's right. Famine is considered level 5 in what we call the IPC classification, Integrated Food Security Classification System. It's the worst of the 5 levels. And in simple terms, when we talk about there being famine, we mean there is evidence of destitution, starvation, and death at a significant level in a specific area or in a specific population group.
Now, in Somalia, Kieran Donnelly, there are reports of people dying of starvation even just this very week. Is there anything in place that can prevent a return of this awful reality that Somalia's already experienced?
The concern in Somalia is declining cereal productions, declining livestock and agricultural productivity, coupled with the drought that we've talked about already, is going to drive purchasing power parity for communities back to levels that we saw in 2010, 2011. So people are going to be in the same situations, unable to provide for themselves, unable to provide for their families, and that's going to drive the kind of acute malnutrition. There is an aid infrastructure on the ground. The IRC was one of the first organizations to begin responding to this crisis back in October of last year. But the scale-up hasn't been sufficient. The resources are not sufficient, and the access to communities, particularly in areas that are insecure, which unfortunately is still the case in large parts of Somalia, is still very challenging.
So a couple of the countries that we've talked about so far, Yemen and Somalia, are on the Trump administration's list of countries that are included in our famous travel ban. And I don't want to draw too much of a connection here where maybe there isn't one, but it seems to me if Americans are now thinking of places like Yemen and Sudan in the context of terrorism, they might understand that worsening drought, worsening famine, and a lack of food leads to instability, which usually gets you more terrorists, not less.
I think that's a real danger, that if people perceive themselves to be alienated, to be sidelined, that that's going to drive them towards extremists. It's also going to increase migration and displacement across borders. So the migration crisis that we're very concerned about is only going to worsen if we're not able to address these humanitarian needs. We need more resources and we need the access to be able to deliver them. We need it urgently.
Kieran Donnelly is Senior Vice President for International Programs at the International Rescue Committee. Thank you for joining us, Kieran.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.